Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My goodness, the Lord has just stirred our hearts. What an awesome resurrection celebration that we had this Sunday at the VFN Dream Center. And I know I'm talking to a lot of my brothers around the nation, how God's just moved powerfully. Mm-hmm. And it's a day that we celebrate. That's a day that sets us apart. It's a day that said, you know what? God so loved you that he gave his one and only son, not just for you, but to pay the price for you. Mm. And we talked about the price. We talked about the price yesterday, and you probably can catch that next Sunday, I believe. Maybe next Sunday or maybe somewhere. Just go to VFNTV.com, and hopefully they will make it available to you. Two choices and two gates. There was a choice in the garden. Remember that? Mm-hmm. It was a choice. Yep. That you can choose to walk with me and have everything, and I'll take care of you, God said to Adam and Eve. And you can eat everything here, everything, anything you want. But you just can't have that one tree, the knowledge of good and evil. Mm-hmm. And that was a choice. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they chose to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And immediately, because God wanted to redeem them, he ushered them quickly out of what? A gate. The gate to the garden. And he put angels by them. But guess what? That was because God wants to redeem us. He had a plan in mind. And his plan was going to unfold over the histories of time, where he was going to send his son. So we fully understand what sin is and how horrific it is and what price has to be paid for. Because when one man fell, we all fell. And guess what? That was the first Adam that fell, but there was a second Adam. Not only is there two choices, two gates, but there's two Adams. And the second Adam came, and that was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he paid the price. He laid down his life for our sins. He was sacrificed for our sins. And the question is, just like the garden, are we going to make a choice? Are we going to make a choice for this Jesus? And so this is powerful. I mean, it just breaks all that religious things that people are saying. He's just saying, I love you so much that I opened the gate again to you. I made a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I'll be the gate. Jesus says, I am the gate. And if anybody tries to enter any other way, they're a thief and a robber. That's what he said. Not only that, he's the way. And not only is he the way, he's the way to heaven. You know, this big, beautiful movie, if you haven't seen it yet, right now it's called Heaven Is For Real and It Is Out. You got to see it. Got a chance to see it with Donna on last week, and it was just powerful. But he was talking about how this young man says he went to heaven. You know, he got to see heaven when he's about 4 years old, and it was just powerful. But it encourages you, no matter what his experiences were, the truth is we've already been told about heaven. But there's a gate to heaven. Mm-hmm. There's a gate to heaven. This young boy talks about, you know, I saw my sister at the gate of heaven. We talked about 90 minutes in heaven, which is probably a referred article of this. 90 minutes in heaven, and they welcomed him to the gate. There's a gate. There's a gate in the city. It has 12 foundations and 12 gates made of pearls, and it's just beautiful. But there's a gate. To have access into heaven, you got to go through the gate. The first gate was closed because of our sin. When one man fell, they all fell. We got ushered out of the garden. But guess what? Jesus is the gateway to heaven. If you want to make sure, if you die today, I mean, understand that. Understand this, that little four-year-old boy's life could have ended at 4 years old, and you know you're older than 4 years old, and your life could end today. You never know. Nobody knows how many days they have left. But the question is, you can determine, do you know where you want to spend eternity? You can determine where you're going to spend eternity. You can walk through that gate, because this is what he says, those who do not choose the way and the gate. I mean, think about this. Those who do not choose the gate and the way, you can knock on the gate, you can scream, you can holler, and it says that you do not get in.
That's right.
And so that's why we're here at VFN TV, the daily radio program. We're keeping the conversation light. We want to let you know that God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. And with that, understand this, with that he is... prepared a way for you, and it's through his son, Jesus Christ. If you have not yet made a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, the gateway to heaven, the way, the gate, the Savior, the one who laid down his life for you, today you can. Just make Jesus the Lord. Say, Jesus, I want you. Now I got it. I understand. Outside of you, there is no way into heaven. And whether this young boy went to heaven or not, I want to go to heaven. And I can guarantee that by making you the Lord of my life. So I just want to encourage you, you're going out to see this movie this week, I want, you know, go see it, but make sure after you see it or before you see it, make a decision for you. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. And we shared a few of our stories, how we met God, our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's at meetmyfather.org. It doesn't matter how, you know, what has happened in your life. Understand, God's so good. God so loves you that he gave his son for you. If you make a decision for him, you will be in heaven.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.